of people in Africa contracted the sometimes fatal disease known as sleeping sickness. Now, the target since that point has been to eliminate entirely this disease from the continent. And today is a big step on that path, as the West African state of Togo has been officially declared to have done just that, eradicated the disease. Let's talk to Dr. Bernard Pikul of the non-profit Drugs for Neglected Diseases Initiative. Welcome to the programme, Doctor. Tell us first about sleeping sickness. What is it, and how do you get it?
Yeah, sleeping sickness is a very serious disease, because when you are infected, close to 100% of people just die from the disease. So you have to take it very seriously. It's a disease transmitted by the tsetse fly that is prevalent in, still in many different countries, in particularly in Central Africa and still in Western Africa. So I think it's a very serious, even if the control has started to be quite active during the last two decades, there is still a lot of deaths due to the disease.
And Togo then, as part of this initiative, established surveillance sites, didn't it, to actually properly screen people for this disease. So it's been a point that the country has been working to for some time.
Yeah, Togo is part of the country that have started to control the disease quite a long time ago, and now have been able to declare the elimination. But it's not yet the case, for example, in Republic Democratic of Congo, where there is still a large number of cases, and plus the majority of people are living in a very remote places. So sometimes we don't know even that people are dying from the disease. And you refer to Sudan just before. Sudan, and particularly the South Sudan, is still very affected. But unfortunately, there is no control activity going on in those places.
So a lot of this is down to this single-dose oral treatment for sleeping sickness. Tell us about that.
Yeah, since more than 12 years, we are working on a selection of a new treatment for sleeping sickness. And today we have a drug that is very active, because we have almost completed a large clinical trial study. And it's the particularity of this drug is that it's a single dose treatment. So you have to take three pills, and those three pills will treat close to 100% of the patients. And for the timing, with the information that we have, those pills are quite safe. So if we complete the development, we'll have a tool to go to the village to organize some screening activity with a very simple diagnostic test and treat immediately the people that are positive. Today, the program is still very complicated, so it will be totally a change of dynamic, and expecting that with this sort of tool, we can eliminate even in those places I've mentioned before that are very remote.
So it's a treatment, not a vaccination. How soon do you have to take it then, after you might have had an unfortunate a meeting with a tsetse fly?
Yeah, I think it's a characteristic of sleeping sickness. It's not an acute disease. So when you are infected, you develop the disease after several weeks or months. So in fact, the issue is to detect the cases, to perform some screening activity to have the positive cases and immediately treat, because With a single dose, you can treat directly the people that are positive. So this will totally change the dynamic. Today, you need to have several steps. You need to have a screening activity. After, you need to transfer to a laboratory for confirmation, and after for treatment, which is very complicated. And many people escape all these steps and could not benefit from the current treatment.
Thank you so much for the update. A good news story in Togo. They hope to be able to say they have eradicated sleeping sickness once this drug is signed off. Dr. Bernard Pikul there from the non-profit Drugs for Neglected Diseases Initiative.
18 minutes to the hour. This is Newsday. Got sport on the way, but before that, we're going to talk about evictions.